Restoring My Soul, Friday the 3rd of October, the name of Father, Son and Holy Spirit. The name of the Father is revealed when identities are brought forth, are born again of incorruptible seed, and are established as sons of Abraham in Christ. As they receive and embrace the discipline and instruction of the Lord, sons grow from immaturity to fruitful maturity. Emphasizing this implication of embracing God's fatherhood towards us, Paul said, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives." The name of the Son is revealed as the substance of the new creation. We eat and drink of this substance in faith for our daily participation in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings in the hope of the resurrection. This final expression of the adoption, drawn from the body of Christ, will be a corporate bride who is composed of those who have been raised with a spiritual body. This bride will then be able to bear sons of spiritual, immortal substance. That is, by the Spirit, Christ's bride will be the vessel of multiplication of new creation sons who are brought forth in maturity. The name of the Holy Spirit is revealed when we are made a temple for the Holy Spirit and are baptized in the Spirit. He gives to us the seven spirits of the Lord, enabling us to participate in the prayer fellowship of Yahweh and to partake of the substance of Christ. On the day of resurrection, when we receive our spiritual body, which has been made perfect as the temple of the Holy Spirit, we will be a vessel for the full expression of the Holy Spirit. In the new heavens and earth, each person will be a temple of the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the throne of the Father and the Lamb, as the expression of the river of life that flows out from the offering life of Yahweh Elohim. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6, John chapter 6, verse 54, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 5, and John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. For further study, Revelation chapter 22.